Right now, we are joined by Randy Chappell. Randy is joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Rotary Club of Salisbury. Their fireworks coming up on Friday, July 5th. Randy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
Now, I thought you were kind of crazy for becoming the head of the Salisbury Rotary Club. That's a lot of work that's involved there. I was once president of the Sharon Lyons Club. But then I found out that you decided to take over, I think, one of the toughest jobs there is, and that is running the incredible fireworks display that happens at Lime Rock Park each year that's put on by the Rotary Club. So first of all, congratulations for stepping into that role, and let's talk a little bit about the fireworks, which are coming up on Friday, July 5th.
Okay, well, we're doing some new things this year, Marshall. We're trying to, the gates open at 6 and the fireworks normally go off around 9:15 or whenever it's dark, and so we're trying to fill that 3 hours with things for people to do this year to make it a bigger event. One thing we're doing that's new is that we're going to have a 50-50 drawing this year, so we'll have Rotarians roaming the ground selling tickets, and at the end of the night, one lucky winner is going to walk away with a pocket full of cash, so that'll be a great thing. We're also bringing in some more food vendors this year. Lime Rock Catering has stepped up. They're going to offer a signature menu with some special products, and we have some other companies coming in. We've got Great Cape Baking Company, Ben & Jerry's, Spring Hill Vineyards, Great Falls Brewing Company, and Norbrook Farm Brewery. So they've all agreed to come in and offer some of their ware. So something a little different, you know, for folks to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because it kind of stretches out the night nicely, and there's plenty of enough room for all these different vendors to be located. And Lime Rock Park, by the way, if you haven't been there in a while, is very easy to navigate now with paths around the entire park, the bridge. So it really is. Even if you're a little incapacitated and can't walk that well, or it's handicapped accessible and everything like that. So and there's so many different good viewing areas and angles to see the fireworks from, no matter where you sit at Lime Rock Park. That's another great thing about it as well.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's a great venue. I mean, with all the mountains around and stuff, all, you know, when the fireworks go off, they kind of echo back and forth. And you're right. You can sit in the outfield, the infield, and it's just wherever you are, it's always a good seat. So it's a great venue.
And and cars,
go ahead, Marshall.
You can park either in the infield or the outfield. As when I used to take my family, I would always park in the outfield, always. We would set up and we'd be in the outfield, and you have just a fantastic view of the fireworks. But also I've set up years ago when we used to actually broadcast from the fireworks many, many years ago from the top of the infield hill, which also gives you a spectacular view as well. I mean, and this is a big event for Salisbury Rotary, is it not, Randy?
It is. It is. It's one of our major fundraisers. We're trying to raise money for local scholarships, and what we call community gifts, where we help out the different communities. You know, Marshall, we serve, you know, our club name is Salisbury Rotary, but we serve Falls Village, Canaan, Cornwall, Sharon, and Lakeville. So we're not just Salisbury Rotary. We're really, it's more of a kind of a Northwest Corner Rotary.
And also what's great about this is, and it's always been, if you go, bring a lot of people in your car, because if it's a passenger vehicle, it's $20 for the whole car. If it's a bus, it's $50. If you walk in by yourself, it's just $5. So it really is an inexpensive way to see a great fireworks display.
It is. Yeah, you know, and a couple other things that you know, we're going to try some things for the kids this year too. We're going to have a face painter on site. I think we're going to have a bounce house. We're still tying that down, and then cornhole and Jenga. So, you know, things for the kids to do. Of course, the Boy Scouts will be there again selling glow sticks. I think Lime Rock Park is going to have their pop-up store. And you know, quick shout-out to Lime Rock Park. Those folks have just been fantastic every year. They open up this venue for us. They do all kinds of things for us. We have a great liaison there who's come up with all these new ideas, and they're just a great organization to work with, so I want to make sure that they get credit for all that they do, and they take nothing. You know, it's just everything goes to the Rotary. So it's really generous of them to do that.
And when you think about a place to see fireworks, really, I mean, for a place to see fireworks with great vantage points and stuff like that, and with safety, Lime Rock Park is just about the ideal location for it all. I mean, there's a lot of great fireworks that you can see shot over towns and cities, and that's nice, don't get me wrong. But at Lime Rock, it really is an unbelievable place to see the fireworks. And when you mentioned with all the mountains around it, the reverberation of the fireworks makes it even louder at Lime Rock Park if you like those explosions.
Yep. Oh, it is. Yep.
And we also remind people that this is not a place where you bring pets. It's not a place where you bring personal fireworks. Leave your pets home. Pets do not like fireworks 99.9% of the time. And leave your fireworks home, because leave it up to the professionals there.
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you for mentioning that.
Now, mentioned you're going to have a little bit bigger display this year, right?
We are, yeah. So we last year I thought we had a great display. Well, this year we decided to amp it up a little bit, and so we're spending a little more money, and we're spending actually another 25%. So we're looking for an even bigger and better display this year. So I think Legion Fireworks, which is who we use, they do a great job. I met those folks last year, watched them set up, and they do a really nice job, and you know, anybody who went to the fireworks last year, it was just a perfect year for it. I mean, the weather was great. There's no wind, no rain, most important thing, and it was just an unbelievable year.
Now, I already asked my meteorologist about an advanced look to next Friday, a week from Friday, and he said the best he can say right now, it's going to be humid, but it's definitely going to feel like summertime. So
well, it's July, Marshall. So yeah.
But this really is a great way to help out, and this is a Salisbury Rotary Club, and also see a fireworks display, and appreciate the fact of what Lime Rock Park, how they open up at various times for nonprofits during the course of the year to raise funds. It really is very helpful.
Marshall, if I can, I'd also like to mention this year we had some sponsors step up too.
Absolutely.
I just like to mention, so of course, Lime Rock Park, Lakeville Bank Corp, Torrington Savings Bank, National Iron Bank, and Salisbury Bank and Trust all donated funds to this event. So I'd like to thank them for their participation, too.
And the more that they donate the funds to this, of course, it enables better things to be done and more of the money that's raised to go to benefit the local area. So that's what's great about having underwriting sponsorships by businesses in the area.
Oh, exactly. Because Rotary, I mean, we're an all volunteer organization, so there's no administrative fees or anything, no salaries. I mean, after expenses, 100% goes to helping out folks in our community. So yeah, it's a great organization.
All right, Friday, July 5th, Lime Rock Park. The gates are open at 6. Fireworks sometime around 9:15, 9 o'clock, as soon as it gets dark. Refreshment stands, also vendors this year, more vendors, lots of things to do for the kids, face painting and more. Once again, it's at Lime Rock Park. Randy, good luck, and have a great 4th of July fireworks show on the 5th at Lime Rock.
Well, thank you, Marshall. And, by the way, I should mention rain date would be the 6th, but of course, we're not going to need that.
So. No, that's right. We'll keep the words rain out of there. All right, Randy.
There you go. Okay. Well, thanks, Marshall.
All right. Take care. Randy Chappelle from the Salisbury Rotary Club, the lighting up of Lime Rock Park, 4th of July fireworks, July 5th at Lime Rock Park in Connecticut.